in the name of Jesus. You won't believe it. Believe in the secular sense. You couldn't imagine such a thing happening, and with you involved in it. Or, behind that, you shut out any thought of that happening as a defense against the precarious little piece of your space and time, your life, getting blown away. It's hard enough trying to hold that little bit of something together, keep it going, without facing all the things that might happen to you any day that would wipe you out. The message of the prophet Habakkuk is to deliver us out of the games we play in our pitiful attempts to protect ourselves and the little space we hang on to so tenaciously. That's enough to worry about. It's too scary to face up to what tomorrow may bring to destroy us. There's more than enough out there to destroy us. They had the Chaldeans, we have had the bomb. Cold War's over, no more bomb. Rational expectations, irrational expectations. We still ride trains, drive the highway, have tornadoes, earthquakes, killer germs, and random bullets. Violence. Habakkuk certainly had that right. The lurking devastation you don't want to think about. You can't really imagine and don't want to imagine the overthrow of everything that you have piled up to protect yourself with, and won't believe it even if you are told. That, however, is only chicken feed in credibility. What is utterly incredible is that it is the Lord who is using the Chaldeans for his doing his work. They swept by like the wind and go on, guilty men whose own might is their God. Guilty and godless men for whom the exercise of power, bending others to their will, is the idolatry of their lives. These the Lord has raised up to do his terrifying work, dread and terrible. There is no escape. The Lord's people go under. How can he let this happen? That is not a question we may put if we are just talking about God and not to him. It is with the Lord that we have to do. The oracle of God which Habakkuk the prophet saw does not ask why, but only how long. O Lord, how long shall I cry for help? There's nowhere else whence help or hope may come. Everything that might give some help or hope has been wiped out. There is nowhere else to look but only to the Lord, and he has been acting in contradiction of himself. Anfechtung. The utterest incredibility is what is given to faith. All of the foregoing is the work of Almighty God, who is in fact, and in contradiction of all the evidence we can see, the God who is our Savior. He destroys every idol, every ground of confidence that would replace him, that will not hold, in order that into the nothing he has cleared, he may come, and come as nothing but life-engendering gift. Those thus given to are the faithful. Those thus given to are thus the righteous. Their righteousness is as sure as God's own righteousness, and he cannot quit being God. The righteous by faith are in his hands, and so they pray to him. Thou art thou not from everlasting? O Lord, my God, my Holy One, we shall not die. Though the fig tree do not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls. Yet, nevertheless, while disjunctive, nevertheless, I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. God the Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like hinds' feet. He makes me tread upon high places. These are they who have come out of the great tribulation, their robes washed white in the blood of the Lamb. Blessed are they whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. Amen.